The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I tried to play your phone call for the show, but it wasn't working. And so I read the Google instead.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Yeah. So, but a lot of people missed you.
Oh, yay. What did it? Did it say anything them? Weird on the Google them? Thing? Yeah, I did. Of course I did. Well, some of them.
No, it wasn't really anything crazy.
So. Did anybody have to touch Big Fatty's genitals?
That I know of.
Live, at least, on the air. I'm sure somebody touched them at some point.
The ground was touching them because they hang so low.
Tucked in the socks.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So. Did anybody have to touch Big Fatty's genitals?
That I know of.
I'm sure somebody touched them at some point.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3026 of the BFO for Thursday, the 5th of September, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna catch up on some more voice letters. Big Fatty, thank goodness you had plenty. Hello, evacuators. Big Fatty, nice to have a clean colon, isn't it? No, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're evacuators today, because y'all, yesterday, hump day, Granny and Nick and Big Fatty hopped in the Ruby Red, and y'all, we evacuated. Big Fatty, was it a big mess? No, and headed over to the complex. And y'all, I am pre-recording, as I mentioned earlier in the week, I am pre-recording today's and tomorrow's little shows, because y'all, y'all, we were planning on coming over Thursday, today anyway, for the inappropriate touching pool party at the world's largest gay resort. Yes, Big Fatty. Is that true, Big Fatty? Well, it used to be. I don't know if it still is or not. But y'all, I think there's gonna be like five different in fact, let's just pull it up. Big Fatty, thank goodness you said pull it up and not pull it out. Let's just go over here and metropoliscomplex.com. Big Fatty, you told what it really is. Well, it's true. Let's just see what the events are. Let's just see here. Where is it here now? Big Fatty, are you gonna vomit? Why won't that let me click on that? Oh, here we go. I missed the wrong part. events. Big Fatty. September IB, and that's the inappropriate behavior pool party. And y'all, we're just gonna, let's just see if I can zoom in on this, because it's kind of small. Y'all, we've got, of course, Maverick is the host of the weekend. And y'all, we have got Alejandro Avita. We have Chris Knight. Chris has been at one of these before. We've got Dave Acosta. We've got Dawn Lockie, L-O-C-K-E. We've got Ryan Powers, and we've got Seth Knight. And Chris and Seth, I think, are a couple. They've both been there before for this, but I tell you what, if you were getting paid by the amount of tattoos on them, you'd be a rich man, that's for sure. But anyway, y'all, we were gonna be coming over Thursday anyway for that, because you know Big Fatty is the master of ceremonies. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, we decided to head on over Wednesday and just kind of avoid the approaching Hurricane Darlene. And y'all, it was it was You know, the preparations were I brought in the ferns from Fern Gully and brought in the glider and the chairs, special chairs, porch chairs. From the porch and secured the trash bin and the recycling bin, and y'all, that's about it. so, there ain't a whole lot more you can do here at Fat Acres. y'all, some people were boarding up their houses, and I just, that's just, that's not, no. now, I may return to the villa to regret that, but I think everything will be just fine. Y'all will be on the western side of the storm, so that's the least impactful. Yes, Big Fatty, we hate it when you're impacted. No, impactful. Oh, anyway, so y'all, what I thought I'd do, I'd take this opportunity. Y'all, I didn't want to lug all of my recording equipment. Big Fatty, all it is a micro hoist and a code. I didn't want to haul that over to the for the weekend and then have to deal with that. So y'all, I'll give you a recap of everything that happened when next week rolls around. Yes, Big Fatty will be here before you know it. But y'all, I thought I'd spend today catching up on some of these voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I apologize now if this is convoluted. It's 1:30 in the morning, and I took my sleeping pills at about 8:30, and I should have been dead to the world. But I know we have music for Memory Lane music, and we also have music for an Ask Me Fatty question. But do we still have music for the good, gosh, and gay? Because my gosh this week is... I've gone back to the original BFO 000 episode and started all over again, because as long as I've been listening, I did not start at the very beginning, and I kind of missed that segment. But my good for today is that my baby sister's partner, she also uses boyfriend now as well, I had their top surgery today. So my baby sister is very happy. I know their partner is very happy as well. So that's my good. Another gosh that I have is, how freaking old is that soundbite from Archer saying that when Big Fatty says he doesn't use the computers, he does not use the computers? How old is that? And my gay, man, that's you. All right, love you. How do I turn this thing off?
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that is, of course, Princess Anna. And Princess Anna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Princess Anna, I don't recall, well, you're the one listening to the old episode. Big Fatty, what the hell's wrong with her? I don't know, but she's not the only one doing that. I think the Haunt Cub was doing that, too, in my... number one Northeast straight daddy may have been doing that as well. Big Fatty, I'm sure he's come to his senses. I don't remember if there was good gosh and gay music. I know that there was artwork for the good gosh and gay, because y'all, that's how I used to end the little shows, is again, call the voice letter number and give us your good gosh and gay. And y'all, in fact, I'll use that as today's artwork for the little show. So you go over there to the BFO and you can see the good gosh and gay. Big Fatty, that's back when you were young. Well, Everything's back when I was young. I don't recall any music to that, but and I'm not going back to listen. Fanny. And as far as the thing about Archer and the thing, yo, that's what I play as the opening is of the start of the new year every year. Yes, Big Fanny, are you gonna play the magic sound and play it for us right now? Well, that's a lovely idea.
Speaking of podcasting and Audio Hijack Pro, just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Y'all have to listen to There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, the most recent one, because that one was a hilarious shit sammy between the three of you.
Princess Anna, I believe that was probably on one of Archer's gangbangs. That's Archer and Chef Mark. that's when we were talking about trying to set up the BFO for the very first time but you know, Big Fatty needs help. Big Fatty, some things hadn't changed. And anyway, Princess Anna, thank you so much for the call. And Big Fatty, I can't believe she's gone back and listened to all those old shows and they hadn't put her to sleep. I mean, I don't mean the big dirt nap sleep, but they hadn't. You may have solved the opioid crisis.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fatty. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Big Fatty, from the Hot Tub
and the Hot Daddy.
And listen, while we got you on the line, I got a question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean? Big Fatty.
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the singing duet of Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy. Guys, what you got?
I'll give you a few minutes. Okay. So, if you were to have a gentleman caller over, and as soon as he walked in the door, he said, "Excuse me while I go irrigate my man pussy," how long would he last in Fat Acres before you kicked him out?
It sounds like when we met, honey.
Maybe. Anyway, inquiring minds would like to know. Happy birthday, Big Fatty. We love you.
Have a good one. My fucking kisses.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy. And, gentlemen, first of all, thank you so much for the birthday singing. Big Fatty Gary Bearden tends to rub off on people. He does indeed. This is an excellent question. By the way, y'all, we're up to the August the 10th on The Voice. That is Big Fatty. You're within a month. It's true. Y'all, we're getting closer. And an excellent question. And I can assure you that anyone who comes to the villa is not going to say, "I need to go irrigate my man pussy." That Big Fatty, you won't even let them in. You don't have an irrigation system.
Happy birthday, Big Fatty, from the future. It's kind of like you get two birthdays, really, isn't it? Because it's Saturday here, your birthday. So lucky to have your birthday on the weekend when you don't have to go to work. But it's also your birthday right now in America on Friday. It's weird, isn't it? Bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Oh, always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I will say this: whenever I got to voice letters around my birthday, I did hear these at the appropriate time. But I'm just going to play them because they came in. The people took the time to call in, and I just wanted to share them with you. And Scotty, thank you so much for that. And you're right; it is like having a second birthday here on the 5th of September. So thank you for calling.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. Still going back and listening to the excruciatingly old, and no, I'm not talking about you, but you are involved, episodes of The Little Show. But I was calling with a CVS receipt from today. I got a 35 count of Tide Pods, two large bottles of the Chewy Vitamin C gummies. There were 150 gummies in each bottle because I learned the hard way that chewable vitamin C tastes disgusting. So we got the gummies. I also got a Core natural water bottle. Bottles are great. The water tastes disgusting, but the bottles are great. I've been reusing them for forever and a day. And I also got a bottle of the Gain scent boosters, you know, the caps, like the Downy Unstoppables kind of a thing. I paid $25.78, including tax, but I saved $26.49 for 51% savings because the vitamins were buy one, get one free. Then I also had a $3 off coupon for buying any CVS vitamins. I had a $3 off coupon for the Tide Pods, which were also on sale, $2 off. And the Gain, I had a 32% and a 20% off coupon. So, yeah. Oh, and I got the new Febreze Air Fabric and Air Febreze One Fabric and Air Misters. And they're kind of interesting, but they're $4.97 each at Walmart, and I had a buy one, get one free coupon. All right, bye!
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, excruciatingly painful is an excellent way to describe the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, we said that rings true today. But Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's lovely, lovely that I have your call today because, you know, I am over at the Metropolis. And my good friends Jerry and Rick are over here. And Jerry and Rick love the CVS also, and they also love the long receipts. Rick especially loves a good coupon and has shown me his long Big Fatty receipt. But anyway, an excellent coupon on the... Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely Thursday, y'all. I believe Hurricane Darlene is supposed to already be. Well, I don't know when it's going to hit or whatever. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and you know Adam, he didn't make it down there to the Nolans this year. But Adam, anything you'd like to know about what's going on over here at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex?
Did anybody have to touch Big Fatty's genitals?
Not that I know of.
I'm sure somebody touched them at some point.
Oh, by now I'm certain somebody's touched them. They better have anyway.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.